on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
It is 10 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove and Sky Sports Radio. Big day of racing today at Orange. Now, Damien Maloney, the racetrack manager, joins me. How are you, Damien?
Yeah, very well.
That's good. What's the day like in Orange?
Starting to fine up, but we've had some wonderful rain overnight. The track's in wonderful condition.
Gee, the sound in your voice, you sound like a happy man.
Very, very happy, Sean.
Now, you've downgraded the track to a soft five, is it?
That's right. On advice from our chief steward, Todd Smith, we've decided to start the day at a soft five. We had over 25 mils of rain overnight, and there's lots of lovely give in the track and a really good grass coverage, so I think that's quite a fair call.
When did you last cop some rain, Damien?
Mate, it stopped raining this morning as I was doing the penetrometer reading at around about 6:37 a.m. So it had been 25 mils, as I said, Sean, overnight.
That's perfect. That's just brilliant. Nice soaking rain?
Yeah, nice soaking rain, mate. Very, very nice green coverage all the way around the track.
Well, as I said, you can pick it in your voice. You're a happy man. Let's hope it's a great day's racing there today. Good on you.
Thank you very much, Sean. All the best.
Damien Maloney, the racetrack manager there at Orange, and that's great news for him with 25 mil overnight. It's 11 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. Now, the first header away, one Bullet Sun, $4, two Brown Thomas, $4.20, three Eyesaw, $4.20, four Attilus, five Leap of Legend, $5.50, six Rawson Crossing, five, seven Destiny Hasselhoff, $81. Favourite one Bullet Sun, $4. Chantelle Buckley's going to find the winners for us. Morning, Chantelle.
Thanks, Cozzy. Good morning to you. Looking forward to a good day of racing out at Orange. They are, well, the track's rated a good four. They've had a little bit of rain out there, and not sure exactly how much, but at least it's a little bit softer than what it was last meeting. It was pretty firm out there. So in the first, I'm going to go 3, 5, 1, and 2, a very open race to kick off the day. I've come up with Eyesaw. I just thought he's run. I mean, he's a 7-year-old gelding. He's trained by Alison Smith at the track. He's run first up for Alison was really good. He wasn't wanted in the market there. He loomed. He looked the winner at one point. However, the eventual winner of the race had 6.5 kilos less than him there. So he's only beaten half a length. I thought he worked to the line really nicely. And second up, you'd think he'd really have come on from that. Into second spot, I'm going to throw the 5 here, Leap of Legend, Peter and Ashley Stanley here. This gelding finished second in a benchmark 58 over the 1400. Attilus actually comes out of the same race. And he settled just in behind them, and he really worked to the line well enough. He just couldn't wear down Attilus then, but I think he'll get the upper hand on him today. He'll go forward, and I think the fact that he gets a 3 kilo claim will be beneficial to him. The toppy in Bullet Sun now, he actually won his first ever start at the provincials. Then two starts later, he won another race at Mudgee, and we just haven't seen him do anything since. Last preparation, he had four runs and couldn't manage to finish any closer than 2 lengths off them. So, look, don't get me wrong, this is backing grade for him. He's had the two trials now. He finished about 7 lengths off our beats and there in an open trial at Warwick Farm over the 1200. So you'd think he's had done enough work here for this 1280 first up. And then into fourth spot, I'll throw Brown Thomas. This gelding won a Hawkesbury maiden. It probably wasn't the strongest maiden you'll find at Hawkesbury, but he won it in nice enough style there. He sat a little bit deep in the run and still kept finding. They sent him straight to the paddock after that, and he's had the one trial back where he was given a little bit of an urge along in an open trial over the 8.07. So 3, 5, 1, and 2 in the first.
Now let's have a look at race two. Number one, Terra Rain is $1.60. Two Bells and Bows, $9. Three Worldly Pleasure, $4.80. Four Pretty Songs, $7.50. Five Dungannon, $12. Six Bounty Bill, $12. Seven Out. Eight Naoko, $13. And nine Out. Favourite is Short. Number one, Terra Rain, $1.60.
I've gone 3, 4, 2, and 1 here in the second. I'm going to put our Worldly Pleasure on top. I took the last meeting out here, and I don't think she was disappointing at all. If you go back 2 starts ago, she won a Class 2 there. She settled just in behind them, and she proved too strong. And then the other day, it was pretty firm. So she set up outside the leader. I think she's given every possible chance. And she gets out to the 1280, which probably does suit her. I know she's got a good record over the 1,000 metres, but I think the stable are confident that she will get a little bit further. So I'll pop her on top. If from the four in Pretty Song. Now, she won her maiden here in October. She then had a 7-week freshen up. She went to Nowra over the 1,000 metres and probably needed the run. She hadn't done anything in between that. I mean, she may have had a jump out or something, but no official trial. And she gets out to a more suitable trip. She's got the inside draw, Keegan Latham on board. I think she'll get a perfect run just in behind them. The two in Bells and Bows. Now, she must be a little bit of a gate rogue because she does wear a brow band. And she dawdled out of the gates in an open company race over the 1,000. She missed the kick by 7 and was only beaten 4 on the line there. So I thought that was a good enough effort to suggest that coming right back in grade to a 58 rated race, she's got the, she draws 2, so hopefully she jumps and puts herself there. And look, she's won some interesting places, the Tudor, Burt, and then the Dowie as well. So look, they were obviously a lot easier races and out west, but that was last preparation, and she should take a little bit of benefit here second up. And the toppy, Terra Rain, I thought she was only okay in a class 2 here last night. I just went against her today. She's got the 62.5 kilos on her back, so she rises 4 kilos off at last start. I think, I would have loved to have seen a claim on her, actually. I think she's unfairly weighted in a race like this. So we'll pop her in the mix, or we'll pop her in the top 4, but I don't know if she can win with that weight on her back. So 3, 4, 2, and 1 in the second.
All right, the third event, 1 Directory, 250. Number 2, Pamela, 310. 3, Hung Zhong, 550, 4 out. 5, Recital, $6. Number 6, Reddy's Queen, 13. 7, Getting Ready, 23. 8, Poets Dash, 81. 9, Stately Boy, 11. Favourite, 250. Number 1, Directory.
I've gone 1, 3, 2 and 5 here in the third race. Directory on top. She's a 5-year-old mare now who went to Gunnedah last start. She didn't exactly have the clearest passage through, and had she have had a clear run, she probably would have finished a lot closer. She was beaten 1.3, but prior to that, the win at Corindo was really good over the 1,000 metres. That was a benchmark 58. And if you go back to October, same preparation, she's just had a few freshen-ups in between. She was a winner there. So she's won 2 this prep. She's been up for a long time, and obviously she's obviously ticking over well. She gets Greg Ryan on board here today. The only concern is her stepping up to 1,400. It's the first time up to this trip. She's only ever raced up to the 1,200 and wasn't placed on that occasion. So I guess the 14 is a query, but I mean, you're not going to question the stable sending her over the 14, are you? The 3 into second spot, Huang Zhong. Rodney Robb trains this gelding. Now, he's a winner of his last 2. He actually finished second behind Trapeze Artist in a maiden back, it was quite a while ago then. And I have a feeling, I'm not sure where he ended up. He did a bit of racing. Then he had a year off the scene. I have a feeling he may have went to Hong Kong, if I've got the right horse. Anyway, he resumed at Warren in a maiden over the 1,200. That was back in the middle of December. He won that. Then he went to Trengy in a picnic cup, and he was able to win that by 3 lengths there. So I know it's a picnic race back to a class 2, but he seems to be heading in the right direction. I couldn't watch the replay of the Trengy run because there was no footage out there, but his run at Warren was really good. He just kept kicking and finding something there. So we'll pop him in. The 2 in Pamela. Claire Cunningham trained this, a former Mick Price mare. Now, she actually won her maiden at Kyneton. That was back in February of last year. And then she had a run at Caulfield, probably outclassed. Then she had 2 runs last prep, both back in August. Didn't do a lot. Now, she's found herself a new stable. Her 2 trials, look, the first trial was a pretty hot trial. I mean, there was a few handy horses in it, but she was beaten 8 lengths and given a little bit of a, well, she wasn't really asked to do too much. Then she went to Warwick Farm, I should say, in another trial there, and she was hard ridden and shown the whip. So she was certainly made to do a lot of work. She should be fit here first up over the 1,400. And the 5 into 4th spot, which is Recital, arguably one of his best runs at Bathurst last time out in a class 2. He settled just in behind the speed and held on for that minor placing there. So that was the best effort he's produced. Hopefully he can go on from that. 1, 3, 2, and 5 in the third.
All right, let's have a look at the 4th now. Maiden 1,000, 1 all too good, 230, 2 and 3 out. 4 Gaze Beyond is 19. 5 Venezia, 26. 6 Jamara, $7. Number 7 Unimpeded, 230, 8 out. 9 Matchfox, 10. Number 10 Sahara is 41. 11 Tail to the Crowd, 15. Favourite here, Channy, is number 7 Unimpeded, $2.30.
1, 7, 6, and 4 in the 4th for me, Cozzy. I'm going to go with the toppy here in All Too Good. Now, I know she's a 15, well, this will be a 16th start. She's had 7 minor placings. I guess you could say she's a professional place getter, and I mean that with respect. She does deserve to win a race, but she just kept putting placings on the board at the provincials last time out, and I guess she had a few excuses in a few of those runs there. She was third at Kembla, third at Goulburn, second at Newcastle, and then third at Newcastle again. Probably had enough by the last time she had a race start back in July there. But she resumes off a quiet trial. She was untouched there. She comes out to Orange, obviously much easier grade. Gate 7, not sure where she gets to, actually, from the 1,000-metre start, but I'd say she'll probably settle just in behind them. She's got the services of Greg Ryan. The 7 is my next best here, Unimpeded now. She's a filly by Unencumbered. She debuts for Vivienne Baker, Chad Lever on board. The trial was okay. It was a heavy track, and it is always hard to get a guide on heavy tracks, but she was up on the speed there, and the horse that she actually beat to the line, Bring the Magic, came out the other day and won her trial at the Kenzo. So I think she comes out of a pretty handy trial there. She's got gate 9. I think I went All Too Good over Unimpeded purely based on the gates there. Obviously, All Too Good draws a fraction better than her, but this filly does have speed. So whether or not she's got enough to jump up to jump and put herself up there, I guess it remains to be unseen, doesn't it? The 6 in Gemara. This filly debuts from the Dean Murfin stable. Maddie Carl on board. She trialled at Bathurst back on the 22nd of December. She was pretty quiet, wasn't asked to do a great deal, but she's had 2 trials now. She really improved from a first to a second trial with a little bit of a break in between. We'll pop her in the mix. And the 4 in Gaze Beyond. Now, quite surprised at the odds of this mare. She's by Intergate. She's had 6 starts for 3 minors, and she's going around at double figures here. She failed on a heavy track before having a break, but prior to that, she'd put 3 placings on the board there, and I wouldn't say this is the hardest maiden you'll find, so I'm going to pop her in as well. 1, 7, 6, and 4 in race number 4.
All right, now race 5, 1 Gadfly, 13, 2 SCB, 10, number 3 Jet Girl, 240. For Alvin Purple, 390, 5 Reprimand, 280, 6 Sonic Girl, 23, 7's out, 8 Claridale Lass, 23. $2.40 favourite here, number 3 Jet Girl in the 5th.
5, 3, 4, and 2 here in race number 5. I found this to be probably the hardest race of the day because there's, what have we got? We've got 7 runners, and honestly, 4 of them can win here. So I found it a little bit tricky, but I'm going to put Reprimand on top. Now, I know that her run probably looked really disappointing at Scone back in the middle of December. It was a Class 3 race, but she'd run a race before she'd gotten out into the track. She was an absolute mess. She was really stirred up. I think she can be a little bit of a brat, to be honest, but she was very fired up. She was coming off a 7-week freshen up, and she was just really fresh. So forget that run. She obviously hasn't. She's only had a couple of weeks in between the runs now, and she only needs to produce that Wellington win when she won a Class 2 by 6.5 lengths. That was on a soft track over the 900 at Wellington. So she's very, very classy. She can be a little bit problematic in the barrier. So hopefully she's on her best behaviour, and hopefully she's not too fired up here today. So I'm going to put her on top for all those reasons. The 3 in Jet Girl, really good win in an open company race at Dubbo last time out. That was back on the 21st of December. She actually beat SCB, who goes around in the same race. And she's won 2 from 4 starts this preparation. She's really heading in the right direction. Probably outclassed when she went to Warwick Farm in a benchmark 70. She was beaten 7.5 lengths. But she's a real fighter, and she was in for the dogfight the other day. She does rise in the weights here. She carried 54 last time out, obviously back in grade, so she jumps up to the 60 kilos here. The 4 into a third spot, that's Alvin Purple. He resumed here today, no official trial or anything, but he has placed 2 from 2 fresh, and he's 1 for 1 at the track. My only concern with him was the gate. Where he settles, I'm not too sure, but he's consistent. He's had 9 goes now for 2 wins and 5 minors. So it's going to mean twice that he hasn't brought home a check in his short career. I'm sure he'll be ready to go first up. And the 2, SCB, doesn't get a claim, carries 62.5. So again, has a fair bit of weight to contend with. But I mean, we're talking about a gelding who's won 11 starts now from 56 runs, and he's in his benchmark 66. So I guess he probably deserves to have to carry the weight there. 5, 3, 4, and 2 in race number 5. And as I said, that's probably the hardest race of the day, being such an open field.
All right. Well, we'll go to race 6 now. 1 Pujols is $15. 2 out, 3 Thunder Zone, 11, 4 Banjo's Voice, 11, 5 out, 6 Greenskeeper, 16, 6 Perigord, $1.65. Number 8, Philave is 26, 9 Reptilian Rider, 440, 10 out, 11 Glitter Rain, 101, 12 Sebring Bay, 61, 13 also Cool, 19, 14 out, 15 Reby Rhymer, 101, 16 All Too Difficult, 34. Favourite short, number 7, Perigord, $1.65.
9, 7, 13 and 4 in the 6th event for me. I'm going to put the 9 here in Reptilian Rider. I thought his run at Bathurst the other day was good. It was over the 1,200. He settled just in behind them. He sort of looked like he hit a flat spot, and then all of a sudden he got going again. So I think the step up in trip will suit him down to the ground. He's 1,200 up to the 1,400. I'm sure he'll settle just in behind them, and he should be doing his best work late. From the 7 in Perigord, now nothing wrong with what this colt by I Am Invincible has done. Fabian Baker, Greg Ryan on board, finished 3rd in a Kembla Grange maiden, then went to Mudgee, finished 2nd, was run down late then, and went to Gosford the other day back on the 28th of December, finished 2nd, beaten a length. He's really knocking on the door. He was just outclassed. Well, I shouldn't say outclassed. He wasn't good enough for the winner there at Gosford. Coming back in grade, nothing wrong with what he's been doing either. He steps up in trip. The 13 here in Also Cool, Gary Wyatt trains this filly. You have to respect the stable. No market, well, the market tells me that she's absolutely unwanted. I guess the trials have been okay, but I'm respecting the stable and the fact that she's got a good draw with 55.5 on the back. And I'd say she's done enough here for this first up attempt over the 1,400. And we'll throw Banjo's Voice in. Early days, I thought he was going to win a maiden, and he's just been a little bit frustrating. He's a hard one to catch. He's a bit hit and miss, but he can run a good race on his day. He's beaten 3.5 lengths over the 1,280 in a maiden a couple of meetings ago out here at Orange. So we'll go 9, 7, 13 and 4 in the 6th place.
Right, final event, race 7, 1 and 2 out, 3 Larynx, 420, number 4 Mango Liston, 15, 5 and 6 out, 7 the Long Run, 850. 8, Yusandi, 10, 9, LBD, 550, 10, Fleeting Princess, 14, 11, Magic Mower, 26, 12, Bush Rambler, 320, 13, Electrified, $5. Favourite 12, Bush Rambler, 320 in the last there, Jenny.
The lucky last, I'm making this horse my best of the day. So 3, 12, 7 and 13, Larynx on top here. As I said, my best of the day, Brett Thompson, Grant Buckley on, gets the winkers for the first time. Now he's 1,400 back to the 1,280, but first up this prep, he finished 3rd in a maiden at Dubbo over the 1,100. Then he won a 1,300 metre maiden at Dubbo by a length there. And I thought he beat Kassar, the favourite, on that occasion. Came to Orange on a firm 2 track last meeting. It was a class 1. He took a sit in just behind the leaders. He got out and he ran into a minor place in there, finishing 3rd. I put him on top because I know he'll handle the firm going out there today. I know that Brett said he's probably still a bit of a baby. He doesn't know what it's all about yet. And I think the winkers will really sharpen him up. I mean, our favourite in the race is a maidener who's only had the one start. So this is a horse that's proven himself. He's won a race and he's placed on 2 other occasions. So I think he's great value. I think he was about $4.60 not long ago. So if you can snap that up, you're probably laughing. He's got to win first, I guess. The 12 here in a Bush Rambler. Now, had it have been a maiden, I would have tipped her on top for sure, but it is a class 1, and she's got to meet a few horses that have won races before. That was a first run for Mick Plummer and a first start overall over the 1,000. She got back and she rattled home. I thought she would do that because she'd had about 6 trials before her debut effort, and she was the sort of horse that was always making ground in the trials there. So I think she'll be getting back and running on there. She's going to have 54 on her back and inside draw Greg Ryan on her back. Into a third spot, we'll throw the 7 here. In the Long Run, Peter and Ashley Stanley again. Now this mare, finished 2nd at Warren in a class 1 over the 1,200. Was only beaten the 1.4. She's got a tricky draw to overcome, but she's certainly racing well. And then into a fourth spot, we'll throw Electrified. Electrified actually finished 4th behind Bush Rambler last time out, was beaten the 1.4, winkers first time, so that should sharpen him up. But in the last here, as I said, my best of the day, so 3, 12, 7 and 13. Just to recap, my best, race 7, number 3, my quaddie. I'm going to go race 4, 1 and 7. race 3, 4, and 5. The sixth leg, I'm going to go 5, 7, 9, and I'm going to stand out the 3 in the last leg there. Looking forward to a great day of racing. Our first race kicks off from 1:40, and my preview out there is at 12:30. So tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central. Look forward to your company. Thanks a lot, Cozzy. Talk to you soon.
Good on you, Channy. Okay, Chantelle Buckley previewing the meeting today at Orange, right on 10:30 Sky Sports Radio.